This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight the saxophone artistry of Sonny Stitt, one of the great masters of jazz saxophone. And this is one of my favorite albums that Sonny cut. And it's Sonny Stitt with the Oscar Peterson Trio. And Oscar, of course, on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, and here's a nice medium groove by Sonny Stitt with the trio, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Yes, at Old McHugh Field's tune, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Can't beat that combination. Sonny Stitt on sax, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio, Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. Now we're going to turn to an organist that's not a household name, but he was a well-respected organist that died at a young age. His name was Larry Young. Did a lot of things on a Blue Note label, and this is a little thing by him called Minor Dream.
Thank you.
sung on organ. Nice little thing. Nice little easy groove. And if my ears tell me correctly, that was Grant Green there on guitar. Now back to our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Stitt. And this is from an album called Saxophone Supremacy. And Sonny is backed up on by Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, went on eventually to lead the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band out of the Village Vanguard in New York City. But Mel Lewis was the first call drummer with about everybody. And this is a Sammy Kahn tune called It's You or No One. Thank you. There's no one but you, a great old Kahn and Stein composition done up in a nice fashion by Sonny Stitt, backed up by Lou Levy on piano. Now we're going to turn to something by Rodgers and Hart, out of the Rodgers and Hart songbook. And this is The Lady is a Tramp, that's been played all down through the years by various jazz artists. This is one of my favorite working groups. It's the Jerry Mulligan Sextet, which had Jerry Mulligan as a leader on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Bob McGuire on vibes, my favorite swinger, Zoot Sims on tenor sax. And this is from an album that Jerry cut called Presenting the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. Let's listen to The Lady is a Tramp.
I'm
Great arrangement by Jerry Mulligan of that old standard, The Lady is a Tramp, written by Rodgers and Hart. Heard Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, John Hartley on trumpet, Bob McGuire on valve trombone. Back to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, saxist Sonny Stitt, and this is from an album simply entitled 12 with an exclamation mark behind it. And we have Sonny on sax, of course. We've heard this trio backing Sonny throughout the show. As a matter of fact, it had to be one of Sonny's favorite rhythm sections. Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is a great tune. It isn't played nearly enough. A real gem called The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Thank you. Spotlight Artist of the Week, sax man Sonny Stitt, doing The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, tastefully backed up there by Barry Harris on piano. Well, it's been a long time since we revisited Hoagy Carmichael's classic Stardust, so we pulled this one out of the disc bins, and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's a very early version of Hoagy Carmichael's classic composition. By early, I mean an early version by a modern jazz artist. This goes just clear back to about 1953, cut live at a concert out on the West Coast called Jazz at Oberlin with the original Dave Brubeck Quartet. Of course, Dave on piano, the great Paul Desmond on alto sax. At that time, the rhythm section was Ron Crotty on bass, Lloyd Davis on drums. This is an early version, by an early version of the Dave Brubeck Quartet of Hoagy Carmichael's great composition, Stardust. Thank you. Bubik Quartet live at Oberlin College in 1953 in California, doing Hoagy Carmichael's classic Stardust. Now we're going to do something where Sonny teams up with the great Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Ray Bryan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. The album is called Sunny Side Up. Obviously, it's Sunny Side Up because we got Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt on the same album. But in addition, this is use a homophone, which is a word that sounds the same, but spelled differently. We're going to do Sunny Side of the Street with McHugh, and written by McHugh and Fields. Thank you.
gathering up your hats, coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're going by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
That was our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Stitt on tenor sax. They're joined by Sonny Rollins on tenor sax and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. And we threw in a little Dizzy Gillespie vocal on that particular track. Going to turn now to something by Sonny with Jack McDuff on organ. Sonny and Jack got together quite often. And this is an album appropriately called Stitt Meets Brother Jack. And they go way back for this one and do All of Me. Thank you. That's an old one, All of Me, written or played back in the late 20s, early 30s, updated by Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, joined by Brother Jack McDuff on organ. Well, I hope you enjoyed the last couple hours of mainstream modern jazz here on The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. Here every Sunday night. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday night and every Sunday night for some fine straight-ahead jazz. We're going to close the thing out with After Hours, written by pianist Avery Parrish in the early 40s. I think it was made very popular by him with the Erskine Hawkins Band. It was called, at the time it was so popular, it was called the National Anthem of the South Side of Chicago. And this is, we're returning now to the album Sunny Side Up. It had Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Sonny Stitt, our highlight artist, on tenor sax, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. I think this opens up with some really interesting down-home piano work by Ray Bryant.